It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
When President Biden says that Israel shouldn't go near Iran's nuclear sites, that should not be part of the response you're considering, is Israel heeding that message, or is that still something that's on the table?
We have an open dialogue with the administration, but, you know, I want to raise the question, what we want to do, to wait for Iran to have a nuclear capability, and then they can put that on the ballistic missiles and launch nuclear ballistic missiles into Israel. When you see a rogue nation that is sending 200 ballistic missiles into civilian population, you have to stop them.
All right, we've got former Senator Jim Talent joining us this morning. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, that was one of the Israeli ambassadors who was on with CNN yesterday, and he's like, "What do you expect us to do? You got the Biden administration once again trying to dictate to Israel how they respond to this situation. Can you imagine if we had 200 missiles fired into America, how we'd react if a foreign country was telling us what to do?"
Yeah, and the Biden administration has such a great record of advice and pressure on Israel, right? Yeah. In other words, it's like, okay, you can't relocate the civilians in Rafah. It'll take you 6 months. They did it in 3 weeks. Don't go into Rafah. It's a red line. You'll lose thousands of people. They went into Rafah, lost hardly anybody. You have to agree to a ceasefire, stop short of winning. You can't win until we have a two-state solution. They went in and won over and over again. And, Mark, I've said before, and I think it's hard for common-sense people to believe, but the Biden administration's pegged its whole Middle Eastern policy on the idea that Iran can be turned into a partner or a friend. Okay, that's why they unfroze their assets, didn't enforce the oil sanctions, took the Houthis off the terrorist list. That's the whole strategic assumption. And, of course, it's wish casting. It's like everything else they do. And so the people in the region, not just Israelis, but, you know, the Arab countries as well, the Gulf states, Egypt, Jordan, they just, you know, you get frustrated to the point you just give up on people who aren't living in the real world. And I think that's how they view the Biden administration. It's one of the reasons we need somebody who has some common sense in the White House. And, we know who that is. Let's see if we can get him there.
Yeah, well, what are you expecting? I've heard that they plan a measured response. And then I heard the administration raise concerns. Well, if they bomb the oil facilities, it's going to raise oil prices for Americans. I mean, I think that's got to be the least of our worries right now. What are you expecting them to do?
Well, on that point, it wouldn't be raising the oil prices if we were producing energy.
Yeah, thank you.
We did under the Trump administration, I think the Saudis are going to be very cooperative on that. And remember, they have oil reserves, which they can release. I mean, they can start pumping more oil. The Israelis, they finished in Hamas. They have decapitated Hezbollah and also taken out their arms and legs as well. I mean, Hezbollah is a shadow now of what it was. It's still very capable. And now the Israelis are moving on the ground into southern Lebanon because they have to push Hezbollah back beyond the Litani River so that their people can return to their homes. Okay, so my point is, I think the Israelis understand this is probably not the final exchange with Iran. They're anticipating that they're going to have to do more down the road. And so I think they will calibrate their response in terms of that. Yeah. If the Israeli government, and not just Netanyahu, is paying any real attention to what the Biden administration says on the merits of what they're saying, I would be very surprised. Because, I want Trump to win. This is an election season, but that's just common sense. They have to have concluded that this American administration simply doesn't understand anything about the Middle East.
Jim, what were your thoughts on the vice presidential debate from the other night?
Well, I felt vindicated because you remember when I said on the show when we were talking about who Trump ought to pick as vice president, and I always have the same answer, having gone through this, you know, with the Romney campaigns, you want somebody who's a good communicator. And Vance is a good communicator, and he showed it. He did an outstanding job of talking about what the Trump administration accomplished and why, the failures of the Biden-Harris administration, and I thought he did a really good job of offering hope to people.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, he kept saying, look, it doesn't have to be this way. We really can have a government that works on our behalf, and the country will really improve when we do that. And so I thought he did an outstanding job. And then Waltz just, you know, blew himself up. But in failure to Waltz, in fairness to Waltz, it's a tough job to defend Kamala Harris's record.
Yeah.
Especially since you don't know what falsehood they want you to be telling that particular day, right?
Yeah.
In other words, what can I say about this? Waltz has got to ask himself this question. Which version of Kamala Harris am I supposed to say is the true version of Kamala Harris today?
That's a great point. Jim Talent, thank you. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep, always great getting you on here. Former Senator Jim Talent there.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.